Hi, we are
Sam,
Katie,
and Michaela from Castleton, and you are listening to
WGXC ACRA
on 90.7 FM. Keep on smiling.
In the WGXC community calendar, there's all kinds of local community events and concerts like American singer-songwriter Angel Olsen and Nashville indie folk singer-songwriter Aaron Ray perform February 8th at the Bearsville Center in Woodstock. Find out more on the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org and add your event there in the community calendar.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Jenny Getty of Red Hook, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
I'll start that again. Good morning and welcome to the Hudson Cafe. I'm so glad you could join me on a very snowy day in January. In fact, I think today sort of defines winter day. Well, I've got a very special show lined up for you today. But before I tell you what it's about, let's warm things up this morning. Here's a tune by Fats Waller. And I'm going to dedicate this one to Representative George Santos because this tune obviously escaped him. It's Fats Waller with It's a Sin to Tell a Lie.
Yes, but if you break my heart, I'll break your jaw and then I'll die. So be sure it's true when you say I love you. It's a sin to tell a lie. Now get on out there and tell your lie. What is it? Thank you. die what I say.
Wow, that was Oscar Peterson with
his
trio.
Did you say I've got a lot to learn?
This is Dinah Washington.
Well, don't think I'm trying not to learn. Since this is the perfect spot to learn. Ooh, teach me tonight. Let's start with the ABC of it. Roll right down to the XYZ of it. Help me solve the mystery of it. Teach me tonight. The sky's a blackboard high above you. If a shooting star goes by, I'll use that star to write I love you 1,000 times across the sky. One thing isn't very clear, my love. Should the teacher stand so near, my love? Graduation's almost here, my love. Come on and teach me tonight. I'll use that star to write I love you 1,000 times across the sky. One thing isn't very clear, my love. Should the teacher stand so near, my love? Graduation's almost here, my love. Teach me, please teach me to.
Dinah Washington, there just is nobody like her. You know, I'm playing music today that was inspired by an interview that I did with our dear friend Alan Skerritt. We are very sad here at WGXC. Our hearts indeed are heavy because Alan, who was a mainstay here at WGXC, he helped start the station. He was on with the original shows here 10 years ago. He passed away last week. And I'm going to play an interview that I did with him about 5 years ago. I'll do that in just a little while. But in the meantime, I'm going to play some of the tunes that were Alan's favorites. And I will just say he was quite a man. He had a presence, a powerful presence that none of us will ever forget. And I'm working with an iPad, technology, and we're going to, here we go. Okay, so this is someone that I know Alan really liked, Jackie Wilson, Lonely Teardrops.
My heart is crying, crying. Lonely teardrops. My pillow never drop. Lonely teardrops. Come home, come home. Just say you will, say you will. Crying, crying, lonely teardrops. My pillow never dried. Lonely teardrops. Come home, come home. Just say you will, say you.
Thank you. mountain up are the stars out tonight. I don't know if it's cloudy or bright. I only am eyes for you, dear. The moon may be high, but I can't see a thing in the sky.
Flamingos. Oh, yeah. One of the great doo-wop groups. Well, I'm going to play one more tune before we hear our interview with Alan. This is Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five. And Louis Jordan was a big star. And in 1949, this song, Saturday Night Fish Fry, stayed at number one on the R&B charts for 12 weeks.
Quiet as a mouse, but on Saturday night they go from house to house. You don't have to pay the usual admission if you're a cook or a waiter or a good musician. So if you happen to be just passing by, stop in at Saturday Night Fish Fry.
It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen such coming and a shoving till the break of dawn. It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen such coming and a shoving till the break of dawn.
My buddy and me, we fell right in. We hollered, let the joy begin. We figured this was a good place to play, cause the party was already underway. But all of a sudden the lights went low, and everybody made straight for the front door. I was so scared, I didn't know where to go. I stood right there and I fell on the floor.
It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen such stuffing and shoving till the break of dawn. It was rocking. It was rocking.
Now the women was jumping and screaming and yelling. The bottles was flying and the fish was smelling. And way up above all the noise they made, somebody said, you better get out of here, this is a raid. I didn't know we were breaking the law. Somebody reached up and clipped me on the jaw. They had us blocked off from the front to the back, and they were putting us in the wagon like potato sacks.
It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen such coming and a shoving till the break of dawn. It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen such coming and a shoving till the break of dawn.
Then they took us to jail in a dazed condition. They booked each one of us on suspicion. My chick came down and went my bail and finally got me out of that rotten jail. Now if you ever want to get a fist in your eye, just mention a Saturday night fish fry. I don't care how many fish in the sea, but don't you ever mention fish to me.
It was rocking. It was rocking.
Louis Jordan. Well, you're in the Hudson Cafe, and I'm Maria Manhattan here at WGXC Community Radio. And how lucky are we to have a community radio station where you can enjoy original programming featuring eclectic musical mixes, not only like the one you're hearing here today, but the many others that are on this station, one of which is called Crossroads in Rhythm. That was a jazz show hosted by Alan Skerritt, a beloved member of our WGXC family who just recently left us. And he was smart. He loved jazz. He told me that he felt his show was a way of giving back and a way to inform people about our great jazz heritage. Alan Skerritt was many things, including the beloved patriarch of his family. His niece, Anita Zimmerman Lewis, wrote something about her uncle Alan on Facebook, and I hope she doesn't mind that I quote it because it's so beautiful. She said, "He lived his life in service to others as an NAACP chapter president, advocate for mental health patients and their families, advocate for the incarcerated, youth baseball coach, radio show host, and so much more. God blessed him with a loving heart and the capacity to help others. And his living was not in vain." Indeed. She says, "He was the closest I had ever come to a real-life hippie who spoke his mind and was always the life of the party. Sleep well, Uncle Alan, and thank you for the unforgettable memories." Well, our sentiments exactly. I had the good fortune to have Alan here on my show about 5 years ago when we were doing a fundraiser for the station. So I'd like to play you a good portion of that show. We had such a good time, and music is the magic that brought us together. And one of my favorite parts of this interview is hearing Alan sing along with Duke Ellington. Okay, so we're going to, this begins with Katie Webster at the keyboard, and she will lead us into our talk with Alan Skerritt.
Coffee in my favorite cup. That's why I know, yes, I know. Hallelujah, I just love him so. When I'm in trouble and I need a friend, you know he'll go with me to the end. Everybody asks me how I know. I smile at them and say, he told me so. That's why I know. Call him on the telephone. Say, baby, I'm all alone. By the time I come from 1 to 4, I hear him knocking on my door. In the evening when the sun goes down and there is nobody else around, everybody asks me how I know. I smile at them and say, he told me so. That's why I know. Telephone. Say, baby, I'm all alone. By the time I come from 1 to 4, I hear him knocking on my door. In the evening when the sun goes down and there is nobody else around, everybody asks me how I know. I smile at them and say, he told me so. That's why I know. Yes, I know. Hallelujah, I just love him so. Well, hallelujah, I just love him so. Hallelujah, I just love him so. Well, hallelujah, I just love my baby so.
Katie Webster. You know, that was just Katie and her piano. It's amazing when one instrument can sound like an orchestra, what commands she has. Well, it is time for our very special guest. I have Alan Skerritt in the studio. Alan is kind of a legend here at WGXC. He has been at the station, I think, since its inception. And I want to add that the reason I'm here is because I ran into Alan. I met him a couple of years ago, and I told him I had an idea for a radio show. And he encouraged me to approach WGXC and said, you know, they'll listen to you. Go ahead. Go do it. And I thank you, Alan.
You're very welcome.
Okay. Well, welcome to the Hudson Cafe. I'm so glad you stopped by.
Good to be here.
Good
to be here. Enjoying your Mardi Gras music and hearing some of the old artists I haven't heard for quite some time, like Fats Waller.
You know, yeah.
Kind of grew up on people like Fats Waller and Louis Jordan and, you know, those musicians, those bands that had a flair of humor
mm-hmm.
to their music. And my parents would take me to the Apollo Theater, you know.
Wow.
And I would see them live and in person. It was great for a 7-8-year-old to be seeing people like Louis Jordan and Fats Waller and Donna Washington and Duke Ellington, et cetera, et cetera.
How exciting.
Yeah, it was very cool.
So your parents were music fans.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And did they play records in the house?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And did anyone play an instrument?
My uncle did.
Mm-hmm.
I had an uncle. My father's side was a very musical family, actually. And one of our ancestors was a minstrel. And during slavery, there was a minstrel trains that they would go from place to place on these trains,
mm-hmm.
these great big bands, and they would play music. So my great-great uncle Maris was a free man during slavery. And I guess all of the people who were in that band were free during the time of slavery, and from Pennsylvania.
Wow.
Somewhere in the area of Chester County and Lincoln University is where my father comes from.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, over the years, I guess a different offspring
yeah.
of children picked up that heritage.
Right.
In the music vein. So I had several uncles who were jazz musicians who were really good, but they never seemed to take themselves seriously or the kind of sort as they're, you know, not quitting their day job kind of thing.
Exactly, yeah.
But as I look back on the history of the artists I've heard play,
mm-hmm.
They, you know, had no quarter to any of them.
Yeah. You know what's amazing, Alan, is, you know, back in the day, so many people played instruments. Every house had a piano. People played music for their own entertainment.
Yes.
And there were some fantastic artists that never had any aspirations to doing anything more than entertaining their own families.
Well, you know, for me, my mother had a piano, and my older brother wanted to play the trumpet, and so he asked, and so my mother saw to it that he had piano lessons. So my brother, you know, was very upset because he wanted to play trumpet. So he asked my mother, he said, "Mother, why didn't you get, when we got older, why didn't you buy me a trumpet when I wanted to learn music?" She said, "Why did you make me play the piano?" And she said, "Because we had a piano."
Very practical.
Yeah,
extremely practical.
Yeah. So as for me, you know, I would dabble on that piano a little bit. But, you know, my time, my uncle tried to teach me how to play the alto saxophone.
Mm.
But because I couldn't be Johnny Hodges in 1 or 2 days, I didn't have the patience to, you know, work at it. Okay.
Yeah.
Secondly, I was really more athletically inclined than anything else, and I wanted to play baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And my free time was spent more in playing baseball than taking music lessons.
Yeah, it took patience, which is why I did not learn the piano when I was young, because I just didn't have the patience. Yeah. And of course, it's a regret.
Yeah.
You know, my dad was 5 years old when he picked up a concertina. We come from an Italian family, and somebody had a concertina lying around. He picked it up, and he picked out a song. And his immigrant parents, very poor, just saw that right away and paid for lessons. Mm-hmm. And he became a professional musician. That's all he did his whole life. But it was a way out, you know, and they recognized that right away. Mm-hmm. Those lessons paid off.
So were there persons in his family background who were musical at all?
His uncle, Uncle Jimmy, played the accordion. Mm-hmm. So, you know, again, it was every family had someone who played the guitar or the accordion or something like that. Yeah. Well, now, you brought some music for us to listen to, didn't you, Alan?
Yeah, I brought a couple of things. I was thinking last time we talked and you were saying, well, you know, in growing up, what were the music that I was most impressed by?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And I kind of grew up on, you know, people like Duke Ellington and like I say, Louis Jordan and Fats Waller and Wynonie Harris. And then, you know, as time moved on, the style of the music or the venue of the music changed. Like, for example, people in Duke Ellington's orchestra moved on to do more single type acts or sextet bands.
That way
they could make more money than you know, working for Duke Ellington. So then we had the jazz, the Charlie Parkers, the Dizzy Gillespies, and
they went off in a whole other direction.
Yeah, with the smaller bands playing bebop music or progressive jazz, as they called it. And so I was very much into all of that. And then came the doo-wop area.
Oh, yeah.
And I got very much, of course, into that because we were the kids who were on the corner howling like cats, having shoes thrown at us from people's various neighborhood windows.
Did you go down the subway station and hear the echo?
Oh, yeah. So when I moved to Queens at the age of 15, I got into a couple of groups, which I'd stayed with until I was about 18, 19 years old, and then I had the opportunity to go with a group to Canada for a tour, and I decided, I was working at the time, I decided I better not leave my job for a flash-in-the-pan scenario. Mm-hmm. So at that point, I think I stopped doing the doo-wop thing, but I have also a collection of doo-wop music, and did have the opportunity to meet some of the great artists of the time, Sam Cooke, Jackie Wilson, Screamin' Jay Hawkins, the Flamingos, the Spaniels. Yeah. I knew all those people.
I saw Jackie Wilson at the Brooklyn Paramount.
He was fantastic.
He was amazing. What an entertainer. Okay, Alan.
So this is going to be a tune in keeping with the New Orleans scenario, Trombone Shorty from New Orleans doing a tune called Something Beautiful.
Can you show me something beautiful? Can you show me something beautiful? Show me something beautiful. Beautiful. Show me something beautiful.
Do you feel temperatures rising? Do you see flashes of lightning so brightly? Do you know who would love to love you? I do. Can you let your worried mind move?
Can you show me something beautiful?
Beautiful. Show me something beautiful.
Can you show me something beautiful?
Beautiful. Show me something beautiful.
Can you show me something beautiful?
Beautiful. Show me something beautiful.
Can you show me something beautiful?
Beautiful. Show me something beautiful.
Do you see the
arranging, amazing. Do you know who knows how to love you? I do. Can you feel the things that I do?
Boy, that's a nice sentiment. Show me something beautiful. We really need that right about now.
Trombone Shorty. That was Trombone Shorty. Yes. You like that one, don't you?
I like that. I like that very much. well, Alan, I thought I'd play you a song that was something that I heard when I was growing up. My dad was a big fan of Errol Garner, and he was one of the first... Maybe he was the first jazz pianist that I ever heard. And I just remember being pretty young and thinking, wow, this is something I've never heard before. And the amazing thing about Errol was that he couldn't read music. Right. I mean, how does that happen? Right. So here he is with I Found a Million Dollar Baby.
All right.
Errol Garner. Okay, I'm sorry about that, folks. We're having some technical issues here because of our...
You can send your donation in while
we're... Yeah, exactly. Send that in. Just get to your phone and give us a call at 518-697-7400. We're going to try that again. Errol Garner, I Found a Million Dollar Baby. Yeah. We need that big studio with the engineers and... Yeah, we'll get there.
Thank you.
Wow.
What an artist, huh? Wow. So smooth.
So many great piano players came out of that era.
Yes.
Oscar Peterson, Bud Powell, on and on and on. Duke Ellington was certainly the, I think you could call him the Beethoven or Mozart of jazz, would be Duke Ellington. So I'm going to play one song from Duke Ellington, whose music was much more the kind of laid-back suave in his early years. Mm-hmm. He was very good with composing ballads, almost classical jazz music.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the 50s, you know, he had to come up with something different. And he was going to play the Newport Jazz Festival.
Yeah.
And so someone asked him, I guess, well, what are you going to be doing, Duke? And he said, well, I'm going to play A-Train, and they said, well, Duke, you know, you really need to come up with something a little bit different, a little bit fresher, a little bit newer. So Duke went to the desk and came up with what was one of the most, you know, popular, well-known jazz albums of all time. So I'm going to play one song from that. It's a Newport Suite, it's called, by Duke. Start from the beginning, of course.
The third section will be Newport Up.
Okay, Duke Ellington and his orchestra.
Paul Gonzalez.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I would say Duke Ellington rose to that occasion.
Didn't he?
Amazing. I would never have guessed that was Duke Ellington.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That he really took a leap forward, it seems. Yeah.
That was during the era of when the people like Maynard Ferguson.
Oh, yeah.
And Woody Herman had a kind of a big band back in those days, and Stan Kenton.
Right.
And they began to play the kind of the aftermath of the bebop era.
It definitely
has
a bebop influence, progressive jazz.
Yeah, so Duke kind of held out for a while because he had the Johnny Hodges type. But then he got the Paul Gonzalez and Jimmy Hamilton was an old the clarinet player. He was an old Duke musician. And Clark Terry,
was on
trumpet there.
You know, I wanted to mention that Alan Skerritt's program is called Crossroads in Rhythm. Yeah. And when is it on, Alan?
It's on every other Thursday from 12 to 2 p.m.
Okay.
So, for example, I'll be on next Thursday, and then it'll be 2 weeks later I'll be on again.
Okay,
so
every
other Thursday. I think the first and...
First and third.
Third, yeah.
Okay, I'm the second and fourth.
Yeah.
We got it covered.
We got them covered. Brooklyn, so you're going to come visit me.
Yeah.
All right.
I wanted to mention that we had a donor while we were on the air, Richard Sandler in Catskill.
Thank you, Richard.
Thank you so much, Richard. And come on, a few other people. Let's get those phones ringing. 518-697-7400. Now, you know, we played a little Fatswala earlier, and you had mentioned that there was music at a particular time that had humor to it. That was sort of part of the... the way the songs went. I think some of the, even Bessie Smith and some of the double entendre songs, humor was always a part of that. Here's another Fats Waller song called "Tain't What You Do, It's the Way That You Do It." Yeah.
It's the way that you do it, that's what gets results. Or it ain't what you do, it's the time that you do it. Ain't what you do, it's the time that you do it. Ain't what you do, it's the time that you do it. That's what gets results. You can try hard, don't mean a thing. Just take it easy, crazy. Then your jive will swing, 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 swing. Oh, it ain't what you do, it's the phrase that you do it. Ain't what you do, it's the time that you do it. Ain't what you do, it's the way that you do it. That's what gets results. Ain't what you do, it's the way that you do.
Fats Waller. Oh, yeah, he's so great. Well, we are out of time. I can't believe that our time has... Oh, we're going to have a reprise, I guess.
A little background music.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Alan, for being our guest here in the Hudson Cafe today. The time just flew by.
Been my pleasure.
Okay.
We'll do this again.
We will. Yep, Alan Skerritt, a legend. This is Lester Young on sax with the Oscar Peterson Trio, and a song for Alan. It's called There Will Never Be Another You. Thank you for joining me today in the Hudson Cafe. This is Maria Manhattan. I hope you enjoyed our tribute to a very exceptional man, Alan Skerritt. Sail on, Alan. Wishing you all the best. Keep your humor and spread good cheer. And I'll see you next time.